This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Migrants continue to arrive in Denver. City officials expect to see more arriving in the next few months. Many have risked their lives in order to find better opportunities in the U.S. CPR Stephanie Rivera spoke with Johnny from Venezuela, who encountered brutal cartels while crossing Central America. She says he and others don't want to return to their homelands despite facing possible deportation.
He says, killing and dismembering people for not having $100 in their pocket. That's the most terrifying thing that I've been through on this trip. And the most beautiful thing was to come to the United States.
At least 2,700 migrants have arrived in Denver since December. Lawyers from the University of Colorado's Innocence Project say a Colorado Springs couple was wrongfully convicted more than a decade ago of purposefully starting a house fire. CPR's Allison Sherry reports a new fire science says it looks like it was an accident.
Tim and Deb Nichols were sentenced to life without parole after prosecutors say they started their house on fire on purpose with Goof Off, a common household cleaning product. Anne-Marie Moyes from the Innocence Project says new fire science disputes that.
And then, in fact, Goof Off can be definitively excluded as the source of the xylenes. It could not have been Goof Off. It absolutely, categorically does not fit the profile of Goof Off.
In addition, Moyes says prosecutors relied on a witness who has been discredited in fire science. The current Colorado Springs District Attorney's Office is reviewing the application. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The state attorney general is creating a task force to help implement a new state law aimed at curbing the online resale of stolen goods. The new law will require online market platforms to identify and verify sellers as a way of preventing stolen goods from being resold anonymously. This is CPR News and KRCC.